Hello there, Audio Booers. This is an experiment to see if there are multiple ways of delivering a blog or a thing. I don't even know what to call it. Anyway, I've written this blog, this blog update about fracking. Fracking. It's just a ridiculous word. It's great. What a mistake to come up with that. Anyway, fracking. So I've written this thing. So I'm going to try, instead of just writing it, I'm also going to deliver it as an audio experience. It's a conversation between myself, I suppose, in some ways, and someone else. Here we go.
I suppose you're going to get all eco-warrior and green now about fracking.
I beg your pardon?
Fracking, the extraction of cheap, low-carbon natural gas that will transform our economy overnight.
Oh, is that right? I hadn't heard it was cheap or low carbon. Silly of me.
Yeah, well, if you only will read The Guardian, of course, you haven't heard the real facts.
Oh, would the Daily Mail be a more reliable news source when it comes to the future of energy?
Naturally.
Oh, so how does this fracking work then?
Easy peasy. They drill down a bit.
A bit?
Yeah, drill down.
How far?
I don't know, like quite deep.
Like what, 10 metres?
Yeah, probably more, I don't know, then.
How about 8,000 metres?
Yeah, 8,000 metres, whatever, doesn't matter.
Doesn't sound very cheap so far. I mean, the technology required to drill 8,000 metres into the earth, that's some chunky drilling.
Anyway.
The installation on the surface, say in a field near a village or a town, it would be quite substantial, possibly covering a large area with all the toxic water storage needed, plus the drilling rig. Probably bigger than a wind turbine. But anyway, carry on.
Anyway, as I was saying, they then pump some shit down there which fracks the rocks and, hey-ho, cheap gas comes out.
So they pump raw sewage into the earth's crust?
Oh, don't try and be clever, Sunshine. No, chemical stuff. I said shit because it's some clever chemical stuff.
What chemicals?
Fracking chemicals. It's fine. They just pump this shit in and out comes cheap gas. If we burn this natural gas, it means we don't have to burn coal to power your poxy electric car.
I agree we need to stop burning coal, but what chemicals? From what I remember, fracking a single well requires up to 7 million gallons of water, plus an additional 400,000 gallons of additives, including lubricants, biocides, scale and rust inhibitors, solvents, foaming and defoaming agents, emulsifiers and de-emulsifiers, stabilisers and breakers.
Yeah, so?
Well, about 70% of the liquid that goes down a borehole eventually comes up. Now, obviously, further tainted with such deep earth compounds as sodium, chloride, bromide, arsenic, barium, uranium, radium, and radon.
Yeah, but there's also the cheap gas and loads of it. About 60% of it, of the UK, has gas under it, so we can drill hundreds of holes, pump that shit in, and get loads of cheap gas out. That way, we don't need to put up any more of your ugly windmills.
I see. So then all we've got is like billions of gallons of toxic water to deal with, plus the odd earthquake.
Oh, that's a myth. It's been proven to be all totally mythical. Earthquakes, my arse.
Well, there have been numerous earthquakes recorded at or near fracking sites, both in the UK and the USA. But the possible contamination of the sub-aquifers, essentially our drinking water, as you say, the gas is cheap, of course. Not quite as cheap as the wind, which drives wind turbines, and of course, the wind turbines don't create any CO2 or result in massive lakes of toxic wastewater.
Yeah, well, at least it's not subsidised like your poxy eco windmills.
Interesting. As our Chancellor George Osborne said...
Oh, he's got it right, that George. He's a very clever chap.
Indeed. He said, and I quote, "We are today consulting on a generous new tax regime for shale so that Britain is not left behind as gas prices tumble on the other side of the Atlantic."
Well, what's wrong with that, you communist?
A generous new tax regime is a subsidy, exactly the same as is given to the manufacturers and installers of wind turbines. Fracking has to be subsidised because it's so costly, inefficient and desperate. We've already burnt up all the easily retrievable reserves of gas and oil we've had, and now we're about to start this insane last-ditch attempt at the final phase of the human delusion that we can drill and burn our way out of the energy crisis.
Whatever.
Oh, I thought you'd have some amazing facts to come back at me with.
George Osborne for Prime Minister.
Have you taken your special pills?
I hate you.
I know.
Clarkson is God.